but a better chance of rain and thunderstorms as we get into Saturday evening, Saturday night, and maybe some of the storms strong, possibly severe. Our weather app will keep you on top of any watches or warnings for your location. Then Sunday, better weather, especially by afternoon, sunshine with a high in the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series, February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Okay. What do you do when you have over 200 mattresses that must be liquidated by the end of March? I also have to be out of a large warehouse. Like many folks, I panicked. I slashed my sale prices on all Serta and Restonic mattresses in stock. Floor samples and fresh inventory have to go. Save up to 60% off previous sale prices, not some fake top tag price. Mr. Sandman also has power adjustable bases for half the price the big chain charges for comparable models. February is a great month to buy a mattress. Valentine's Day, President's Day, my 44th wedding anniversary, and I bet some of you have birthdays this month. A mattress is a gift that is appreciated for years. I just bought a truckload of slightly blemished mattresses, nice queens from $225, kings from $250. All bedroom suits are on sale, as well as odd chests and nightstands. On the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, voted best mattress store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
Do you have what it takes to beat the chicken at tic-tac-toe?
What the clock?
Then come into Wind Creek Montgomery Sundays through Thursdays between March 3rd and March 30th, earn 100 base points, and you'll get to battle the chicken for a chance at $250 cash. Your entries will also qualify you for the grand prize drawing on March 30th, when you could win a share of $25,000 cash. So don't be a chicken. Come in and beat the chicken. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
What the clock?
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-619-0725 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect, but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-619-0725 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725. That's 800-619-0725. 800-619-0725.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, go check out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
One of the greatest of all time, Jack Campbell.
You think?
Whitney?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Great song. Great song.
Whitney is dynamite. This is peak Whitney right here. How will I know?
This could put you in a good mood, any kind of mood you're in.
This song should play on every light rock station at least hourly.
And is there another song that evokes such a reaction? Yeah.
No, this is peak Whitney. You can only have one peak. You can have peak and peak A, which is like, I want to dance with somebody or something.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
I know. Whitney's the best. Whitney's the best. All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you daily, 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. We'll be here from 9 to noonish on an average Monday through Friday. Carolyn's here shagging phones if you want to talk to her because she's nicer than we are. 272-9228. We'll put you in touch with Carolyn. Christy comes by as she does on Fridays.
Some Fridays, Baron. She doesn't come every time.
Well, and she normally comes at 11, but...
y'all have something special going on?
We do. We have preview what's coming on at 11, Jack.
We are having on the show at 11 today Sarah Chandler, who is a victim of the Dalrata stalker, for lack of a better term, the guy that terrorized the neighborhood, killed dogs and cats, shot out windows, keyed cars,
nuts,
flattened tires.
Oh, guy's bananas.
Over a five-year period, and was sentenced by Judge Truman Hobbs to 40 years in jail. And Sarah will be coming by telling her story. As a matter of fact, she's going to be probably on Investigation Discovery on their show Fear Thy Neighbor.
Wow.
And
wow.
So they're going to be coming down here in March to interview her. Also on the show today will be Daryl Bailey, whose office prosecuted the case and got the conviction. So,
you know, that's terrible that stuff happens, but I find stuff like this so interesting. Like, I am a huge, like, Crime Stoppers and, you know, America's Most Wanted.
This is
one
of the most bananas stories you'll ever hear. I mean, the guy killed a cat and hung it from somebody's doorknob.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's nuts. Absolutely nuts.
40 years.
I need to hear about it. Over what period did this happen?
I would say, let's see, he got put in jail about 3 years ago. And it was 5 years prior to that, so probably...
It's still pretty relatively recent.
Oh, yeah. It happened while we were on the air.
He rented a house from somebody.
Wow.
And let the water run all the time. And the landlord, he would allow him to live there free, said, hey, you know, you're going to need to pay this water bill. It was like $400. And then he evicted the guy, and his name's Jason Clark. Jason left the water on, left the lights on, flooded the house, wrote on the walls, and just totally trashed the place.
Wow.
Because he was mad. I mean, he's a kook.
I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often.
And when they arrested him, they found 40,000 rounds.
Of ammunition.
Of ammunition in his house. And they're convinced that...
Also known as one of my drawers of ammunition.
Yeah. Not that many rounds. But... they think maybe he would eventually have hurt somebody,
sure,
as opposed to just animals.
Sure, so that's how it starts. Animals are the gateway.
Oh, wow. We have a mutual friend who texted you, Jeff,
yes,
who knew
I
the
see
guy
that.
In high school. Wow, how about that? Clint, you're on the air.
Who is this?
Who is this? This is the Grand
Hey,
Mufti.
Man, Mr. Coleman, you weren't supposed to answer the phone during the break. I want to talk to Carolyn. I didn't want to talk to you.
Well, I'll put you back on hold. Oh. Carolyn, Clint wants to talk to you. This guy.
What the heck is this?
This guy. 40,000 rounds of ammunition. It sounds like a lot of ammunition, but that's like a weekend ammunition sale for like someone who collects. I mean, you could buy 40.
How many rounds did the guy in Las Vegas fire off?
I don't think he only shot like 1,000 or two.
40,000 is pretty stout.
How did this
Baron?
Guy not kill anybody?
I don't know. He went after animals and stuff, I guess. Did you
he
talk
was
to
working
him?
His way up.
You didn't talk to him? I put him on hold so you could talk
People
to him.
People would see him walking down the street at like 3:30 in the morning looking in windows.
You should have seen the pictures. When this story was going on, the news did the thing. They had video and pictures. This guy was nuts.
I'm sure there's still pictures out there. I'm going
to
look
He might
up right
be
now.
Listening to us because he's in prison.
He's in prison.
We're huge in the prisons.
Jason Clark.
Yeah. Dalrata, was there a name? The Dalrata terrorist or something like that?
I don't think he got a name, did he?
No. Oh.
Well, they're going to have to give him a name if he's going to be on Investigation Discovery.
Oh, I call him the Dalrata stalker. But
Dalrata, okay, well, that's a good
I'm gonna
name.
I'm going to do that.
Jason Clark is his name.
Well, that came up. Man who terrified Dalrata neighbors sentenced to 40 years in prison.
See? The Dalrata stalker. Jack coined it here. Jack Quest.
Of course.
All right, we'll bring in Clint, who's now had an opportunity to speak with Carolyn.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Yes. Good.
Good day, gentlemen and
ladies. How you doing?
Good, Jack. I got a question for you, Mr. Coleman.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Burns, Bradley Burns.
Mm-hmm.
You told me the other day, I talked to you about the Republican committee.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Jack, said put my money on a candidate.
Yeah.
Is he the right one to put my money on?
Well, that's up to you. I'm not going to tell anyone who to vote for.
I'm asking for your opinion. That's what talk radio is about.
I wouldn't invest in Bradley Burns just yet.
Not just yet.
Wait to see what happens. Here's why. You don't know who's going to get in.
Yes, sir.
Bradley Byrne is, what is he going to be, 67 or 8 when he's sworn in if he wins?
Yeah, I mean, he will.
And look, I'm not an ageist. I love old people. I love young people. I love all people. What was it Trump said? I love the educated. I love the uneducated.
All right.
I love all people. I love everybody. But when you talk about the United States Senate and what's best for the state of Alabama, being in a capacity to compile some seniority is fantastic. It's really what it's all about up there. And
all right.
Bradley Byrne, it's going to be hard when you're 60-something, when you go to the Senate, to acquire any type of seniority. It just is. I hate it. I hate that I feel that way. He's 64 now, so he'll be 66 when he's sworn in, or just about to turn 66, which means if he serves an illustrious 15 or 20 years in the Senate, he'll just be in a position to start acquiring seniority, and he'll be in his mid-80s.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, you slow down a little bit at that age. And I just... I'm telling you, I wouldn't put my money on him just yet. He is... I don't know. He's been a good congressman. I'll give you that. He's been a good congressman. But I think I would much rather see somebody under the age of, say, 55.
On the other point, I'm proud of you, Barron, this week.
Oh, Clint. I don't know why, but I'm sure that touches my heart.
Nah, you got a different attitude since Monday.
Oh.
So,
well, you hadn't seen him during the break.
Yeah, he changed his ways, and he needs to stay this way.
What? Tell me the difference. I don't know what I've done differently.
I'm also interested.
Come on.
Oh, everybody knows.
What?
Well, man, you had a bad attitude on Monday.
Oh, that was wretched.
Just wretched. What did I do Monday? I don't know. Huh?
No calls.
No, I got you.
Hmm. All right, you got other callers. You guys have a great day and good weekend.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Clint.
I didn't take calls Monday after 9:30.
Why is that?
Because three people called and hung up. And here's when you don't have a call screener, though, you put them on hold, you don't know who's there, and so you change the nature of what you're doing. Say we're covering this story right here, and we're halfway into discussing it, and I see someone's called. I want to be polite and defer to the caller.
Mm-hmm.
So I start wrapping up the story in order to shift to the caller.
Sure.
Well, as I do that, so now you can't open the story back up. Once you close the story, it's closed. You can't go back into it. It's bad radio. And so I wrap up the story, and then I go to hit the button, and they're gone.
Mm.
They couldn't hang on 90 seconds. Let me wrap up a story to go to him. And so after the third time that happened, I said, you know what, the hell with it. I'm done with calls. So I busied all the lines, except one that kept dropping off. And apparently when I went to busy it, Clint had called at that moment, and he ended up hanging on for a very long time.
Oh, no.
Because I thought the line was busy.
Oh, no,
Barry. It was actually Clint on the line.
Well, everybody's entitled to a bad day.
I had a bad day Monday, I guess. I've had great 3 days, and then today I've been a little salty, so... But I don't think it's come out over
it's
the
funny,
air, has
Baron.
It?
Oh, no, Baron, not at all. Sure hadn't. Nobody would know. Just all about it. Just so pleasant and kind.
You know what makes me pleasant and kind? Saving
Mary.
Money. Mary makes me pleasant and kind. Bucky's always makes me pleasant and kind. So does Greg Wren over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Guys, you don't have to cut your insurance benefits for your employees. You don't have to cut salaries and all that stuff. You can call Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. That's not right. 356-1502. That's it. 356-1502. Call Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502, and you can figure out what they can do to help save you some money on your employee benefits packages. You know, if you want to offer health insurance or you want to offer some other stuff, you can. You just got to get in touch first with Greg Wren over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. Check them out online, cornerstonemga.com, cornerstonemga.com.
and set up an appointment. It's easy. It's really quick. The appointments are quick. I mean, they'll be in and out of your office quickly. All they need to do is know how much you pay for your insurance and what's your policy look like. What type of plan do you have? And they'll go out and meet and exceed your expectations. 356-1502, cornerstonemga.com. 17 after 10, Jack, Barron, Christy, right after this.
Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Now when you bundle with internet, get a phone line for only $9.99 a month. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Mike Rogers is a rare builder who survived 2008. Many didn't. And is using his skills to redevelop blighted neighborhoods. Learn more on the next What's Working with Cam Marston. Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
I did when I first heard it, but I don't. It felt like it was desecrating the Cranberries when it came out.
It makes me a little depressed for some reason.
Well, it's a depressing song. But no, when it first came out, I hated it. so revere the Cranberries, and then to hear somebody butcher it like this. But they, it's kind of grown on me over the years, or over the months.
Where was this steak cook-off going to be?
Downtown.
Commerce.
On Commerce Street.
You going to come?
Is it going on?
It'll be, it starts around 4.
Load-in is at 4. You have to have the steak.
I'm in it. Load-in's at 4. You'll start cooking a little bit, and there's a judging session, and then they give out awards and all that.
To be honest.
Why are you entering in the contest?
They entered me. I didn't enter.
To be fair, Emily entered.
Emily entered me. And now she ditched out.
You just got a grill like a year ago. You do not qualify.
What are you talking about? I've been grilling since I was knee-high.
You never grilled when you lived in that neighborhood before you lived in now. Because I asked you.
I didn't grill there, no.
No, you didn't.
I did not grill there. That's
great.
True. But I've been grilling since I was a child.
Are you entering into a lost cause?
No, I grilled every day in college. I grilled my whole life. I grilled in high school. I was born grilling.
I bet your steaks taste like charcoal lighter.
They don't, because I don't use any lighter fluid.
What do you use?
Chimney.
Kindling.
Chimney.
Chimney charcoal.
Chimney. The little charcoal chimney. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm talking about because you don't grill. She does because she grills.
What? I don't. You tell him I grill. I'm a master griller.
You grilled the fish when we ate at Carolyn's that night, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Did he grill it that night? You sure you weren't sneaking out grilling?
No, I'm.
I believe everyone here is a
grill. I grew up cooking on
griller.
A brick pit at our farm that my brother and I built, and it. Do I grill? One time I cooked 18 Boston butts in one grilling. About kill me.
I do not believe that.
Jet, would you like to come down and...
You can grill with us.
You could, to be honest with you, you could help.
Are you sometimes not?
No.
Honest?
That's just...
To be honest.
You could help Baron is what I'm saying. Because Emily bailed out.
Where are you? Is it in the train shed or...
No, it's on Lower Commerce.
Commerce by the parking meters.
Yeah. Just down there at the base.
The parking meter.
No,
this is
that's literally what the directions I got yesterday.
This is
there are parking meters on Commerce.
This is so damn low. This is low budget.
Somewhere
and
near Commerce Beer Works.
This is insulting that they would have you by the quote parking meters.
Mm-hmm. But that makes me want
to
play the.
It was supposed to be in the median, on Commerce Street, in the median, and they changed it yesterday.
How are you gonna cook in the median?
With a grill, Jack.
With
down
fear
the
of death.
No, the block off the street.
They closed down the street.
I could just sit you out there in the middle with cars whizzing by. You got to flip a ribeye and lose an elbow. I'm not going to do that.
So what kind of steak are you cooking?
We don't know yet. That's the great mystery.
There's 3 steaks.
But I have a mystical dry rub downstairs. I have I don't want to give away all my secrets.
Wait a minute. No. You made the dry rub?
I did.
Okay.
And I have a garlic herb compound butter I made last night. It's delicious. I tried it. And so we're going to...
What are the herbs in it?
I can't tell everyone my secret. Oregano, parsley.
No, don't tell me.
Basil.
What are you doing?
Thyme, rosemary. What? Oh, sorry.
Stop.
I'm just throwing everybody off the scent.
I know.
None
that's very interesting.
I'll show you my compound butter before we leave.
To be fair,
I'll show mine too.
I sent out.
You want to see my compound butter?
That's not even sexy. That term isn't even.
Jack, she's not turned on. Baby.
No, I noticed that.
You don't have a sexy compound butter.
No. Well.
I'm talking about the term.
My tube of compound butter is about that big.
That's very interesting. Yeah. I've heard of boy butter, but I've never heard of
Jack,
compound
stop
butter.
Stop it.
Wow. Interesting.
Yes. Pressure cooking in the road.
So who else is entering the contest?
I don't know. I've not gotten a list
of the
people.
It's supposed to be like they reached out to us, asked if we would have a two-person team.
Okay.
Emily Hayes. Mm-hmm. It was the only one that responded to my email. And she volunteered Baron, and now Emily can't do it.
Then she quit.
Emily, that's really lowbrow.
I know.
No,
I know.
She has a good reason.
No, she doesn't.
I'll come to her defense. She has a good
reason.
No
good reason to leave me stranded on
but
the side of the
road. But now, if we lose a contest, it's basically all Baron's fault.
I know. Before, I could blame Emily. Well, she screwed it up. I think she didn't want to do it because she felt like she'd be sous chefing, which isn't true. I was going to defer to her, let her do it all. All I was going to do is get
the truck on the grill.
Is she
good on the
grill? Is she what?
Is she good with the grill?
I think so. Okay.
I'm assuming she is. She volunteered to be at the grill cook-off.
That's true. The only one out of all like 35 employees who offered to be in it.
I didn't see you volunteered.
No, I saw your email, but...
Well?
Emily did not quit. I'm going to come to her defense. She did not. She had a good reason. She had to go do something with family.
All right, hold on. So they provide you a grill.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Charcoal?
Is it charcoal?
Yes, it's charcoal.
It's charcoal grill.
Why don't you go get your little piece of pecan or hickory and throw on there?
We're going to give away all our secrets.
That
a little hickory?
Hickory or pecan or eat mesquite?
How about a little oak?
Oak works.
Just a faint smoke, you know, oak.
Well, oak's pretty smoky. Hickory's less smoky than oak. Yeah, that'd be great.
Can we win this?
Yeah, you can win it.
Yeah, we can win this. My dry rub is legendary. They talk about it from Texas to Montana.
I will be documenting and putting proof on social media.
It's going to be beautiful. Just wait. When you see this dry rub and the compound butter, you'll... I've been told to stop. I think someone thinks I'm giving away too many of my secrets here. So I'm being halted on discussing the secrets.
Well, everybody that's going to be up against you also thinks that theirs is the best.
True.
And they're not going to try to emulate you.
Well, they're often wrong.
Well, I hope you prove them wrong, Baron.
I will. Joe from Titus.
Last hour you had somebody quote a saying that said, if the Lord's willing and the creek don't rise.
Yes.
Do you know what the origin of that
is? You know, we had
is?
This conversation on the air
it's
yesterday.
The Creeks, the Indians.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah,
I figured Jack would know it, but I figured you had no clue.
No, I had a... Hold on, Joe from Titus. We had this conversation yesterday. I said, Lord willing, the creeks don't rise. Somebody called in and said, you know what that even means? And I said, yes, it means the Creek Indians. And he said, oh, I'm surprised you knew that. What?
And well, a lot of people, you know, we had this about a year ago on the on the station.
Well, let me ask you this, Joe from Titus. Do you know where Chief Red Eagle, the last Red Stick Chief, was buried?
I would only guess Horseshoe Bend, but
nope.
I have no idea.
Little River down north of Mobile. Well, I learned that yesterday in this program from the guy who called me and asked me if I knew it.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. But you don't want the other kind of creeks rising either.
No, you don't.
I mean, your feet will get wet. So,
right.
Hey, good call. Thanks.
Joe. Appreciate it, Joe.
I love when people call in and act like I'm an idiot.
Well, you're not. But, you know, a lot of people think it means the water. The good Lord willing and the creek don't rise. They don't put an S on it.
Yeah. Somebody said we were going to be cooking down by the parking meters.
That's literally the directions I got.
Which
yesterday.
Reminded me of the funky meters. So I'm playing the meters going out.
That was cheesy.
Well, it's what
but it works.
Me. It's what
so
reminds me.
Cheesy.
The meters are very, very funky. We'll be back. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Christy in the studio.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
From the Fox Business Network, Kraft Heinz shares are skidding down more than 27% after the company reported numerous issues. It's the parent company of iconic brands including Velveeta, Oscar Mayer, and Heinz Ketchup. Its accounting is being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. The company had a disappointing quarter. It lost money and may sell off some parts of the business. However, Wayfair shares are rallying up more than 30%. The online home furnishings chain reported a smaller loss for the holiday quarter. Wayfair says it was adding new customers and they were ordering more. AutoNation shares are down 3%. AutoNation's new and used car sales and parts service were all weaker than forecast during the holiday quarter. It is restructuring and changing management. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It sure doesn't feel like February. Today, partly sunny, warm and humid. High temperature today in the lower 80s. The record high is 85 set last year. There could be some widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms around, but the chances are small. Tonight's low 65. Tomorrow, very warm, breezy. The record high is 83. We could tie it or break it. Risk of an afternoon shower or storm, but a better chance of rain and thunderstorms as we get into Saturday evening, Saturday night. And maybe some of the storms strong, possibly severe. Our weather app will keep you on top of any watches or warnings for your location. Then Sunday, better weather, especially by afternoon. Sunshine with a high in the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Dallasy, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I was asked to play a jam by Emily Hayes, and guess what I'm playing?
A jam?
Yeah. All right, Emily.
Just for you, Emily.
And her parents won't be coming home till late.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Hey, from the year of my birth.
Long time ago.
Easy. Not that long ago. The Nat. This is a classic. All right. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. 24 minutes to the top of the hour. My man Tom Latham over at Penny Earned and Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. If you got any need for concrete whatsoever, anything at all you have whatsoever with concrete, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies is absolutely the company you need to call. Tom Latham, the man you need to talk to. 284-9292.
284-9292. You can check him out online, pennyearn.co. But where he really, really shines is on Facebook. Get on Facebook, thousands of pictures, videos, hours and hours and hours of footage. 284-9292, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Matte concrete, polished concrete, foundations, piers. Man, there's no shortage of what he can do. Decorative concrete, walkways, curbing, driveways, patios. I'm going to get him out to redo my patio. I'm going to get the whole patio redone, and I'm extending the patio 2 feet out further into the yard. And I've talked to him about it, and he's going to come by and look at it one day in the not-too-distant future. Tom Latham, though, man, get him out there. Just let him take his shoes off and dream with you. You know, he can build anything, outdoor kitchens. He can extend the roof line and make like a little outdoor paradise, outdoor vacation destination. Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Christy joins us on a Friday, 23 minutes to the top of the hour. Eric.
Hey, good morning. Big fast moon. Hey, where's How You Durn? See that, would you?
How You Durn?
Hey, we just come out of Tuskegee, being a delivery partner right here. I know I'm going to shift gears, but what the hell is going on with Victorland? Are they even using that facility anymore? I mean, we just passed it.
Yeah, I think they got 600 machines or something in there. It's not nearly as big as it was.
I'm just wondering what, you know, the competition level part of it's going like, because you got, of course, the casinos, and we come from those roads. I mean, man, I don't see any traffic going in there, man. I mean, Paul Milton, bless his heart, he put all that money there, and I'm wondering if Mr. Bingo Bob is, I hope his broken leg's been healed over by now. I mean, but regardless, it's such a nice facility, and there's so much potential with that. I mean, I know you guys. I mean, y'all up to date with what's going on. I've been here all my life, 52 years. And damn, I'm wondering, that's such a shame to see. I don't know about how big it is. And I do frequently come here, I'm sorry to say. But regardless, I just noticed that when we come through there, the dogs, I used to love to come to them, watch the dogs. And when they had all that going on, but now it's like a ghost town.
Oh, I know. Well,
what can be done with the state of Alabama? If they want to resurrect schools, we need to do something to bring revenue back. They want to revive the public schools, charter schools. There's got to be a way. We can't have a lottery, God forbid. What do you guys? I know the two of you. I love listening to you, but
I still stand by my 3-point plan to prosperity.
Yeah.
And it's something we've been talking about for now almost 5 years on the air. They should have raised cigarette taxes to $1, not 25 cents. No offense, Greg, but you cigarette smokers cause a tremendous strain on our Medicaid budgets because cigarette people tend to be poorer and less healthy. And if you're going to be poor and not healthy, I'm going to end up having to pay your freight on Medicaid when you're dying and languishing and have lung cancer and emphysema and COPD and everything else. And you're hacking around, you're getting the flu and pneumonia and sick all the time. And it's BS that you think I should have to pay for it. Your smoking caused it. You should have to pay for it while you smoke. Future smokers should have to pay for current smokers. So that's number one. Raise the cigarette tax to $1. They wussed out and only did 25 cents. And, you know, my opinion, if you're going to raise taxes, raise them. Raise it enough to cover the problem. So that's part one. Get another 75 cents on a pack of cigarettes, every single pack of cigarettes. Number two, we need to enter into a compact with the Porch Creek Indians. They've got hundreds of millions of dollars a year that we can have access to. They make over $1 billion a year. They would have no trouble parting with a couple hundred million dollars a year to the state of Alabama. And third, we need to legalize gambling. I've now added sports gaming because the United States Supreme Court has allowed sports gaming. But we need to have sports gaming, casino-style gaming, and lottery here in the state of Alabama. Those three things are all voluntary taxes. Not a single one of those is going to raise your tax for having to drive to work like these SOBs want to do with this gas tax. You know, a middle-class guy out there making 30 grand a year punching a clock 40 hours a week shouldn't have to foot the bill. Not when there are people lined up waiting to voluntarily pay taxes. Let those voluntary people pay taxes first. It's not like they're not gambling anyway. They're just gambling across state borders online and illegally through their local bookies. So
That's Baron Coleman's three-point plan to prosperity. You like it? Vote Baron Coleman 2022. I'm going to run for governor. I was going to run for United States Senate, but I'm thinking governor. Okay. I think I'd be a damn good governor. Executive. I just want that high-back chair. A nice high-back chair. Miami.
Good morning, Mr. Coleman. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Mr. Amy.
And also, I guess it's been mentioned that it's disparaging. Good morning, Mr. Campbell. How are you today?
Good morning, Miami. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I'd like to take an opportunity and talk about this alleged Yahoo up there at Chi-Town. You keep saying fake hate crime. What is a fake hate crime?
The way we're all using the term is when you stage an event to look like a hate crime. That's what we're calling a fake hate crime.
Oh, okay. So the fake side isn't related to the hate side or the crime side.
No, correct? There's definitely a crime, and it's staged to look like a hate crime.
All right.
I guess there's a crime. I mean, leaving a note calling someone a foul name is not really a crime. I mean, you have First Amendment rights. You can be bigoted and ugly and racist if you want. We don't recommend it here on the program, but I suppose lawfully you can.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you know, allegedly a crime may or may not have been committed. And if a crime was committed, i.e. filing a false, I guess, police report, and, you know, that's confusing to me. And then I thought I heard you mention something about he was brought in for a lineup.
That was reported in TMZ yesterday. Okay, they brought him into the lineup. They called him and said, Mr. Smollett, we've got the people who did the hate crime. We've caught the two individuals. We need you to come identify them and sign a warrant. And he said, all right, I'm on my way. Now, he knew it was fake from the beginning. He knew it was staged, and he knew the only two people that possibly had anything to do about it were the Nigerian brothers, right?
Right.
So, at that point, he had a decision to make. He could have either said, no, I'm not interested in coming to identify the people. But he indicated on the phone, yes, I'll come in, I'll identify them, I'll sign the complaint, I'll sign the warrant, well, let's go get these SOBs. But when he showed up and saw it was the two Nigerian brothers, he said he wasn't going to do it anymore. If it had been Miami, two random white people, he was going to sign the warrant and ruin their lives and send them to prison. That is a special kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, but if they were really pursuing this in regards to the legal side, why wouldn't they have left? Why would they even let him see the two brothers? I mean, in a lineup, you don't know if the assailant's in or not.
They didn't say a lineup. I mean, you don't have to do a lineup.
Well, then they let him see him in the lobby, or they let him see these two. Why didn't they just go through the process and, you know, give me a call, I'll come up there, and I'll
Here's what they should have done. Here's what they should have done. They should have had two random white people, undercover police officers or something, standing up there and saying, these are the guys we caught, they're the ones who did it, and see if he would sign the warrant, knowing that it wasn't true. That's what they should have done.
And legally, they could have, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You can lie to people. That's just part of police work. You can lie. Listen, I've had clients that police have lied to and lead you to believe something's true and that they have, and then you find out later during discovery that it's not true at all.
So they gave him an escape hatch.
Yeah.
Because, would the punishment for the crime be any different if he actually, you know, pointed out two people that definitely were not? Intensify the severity of the crime?
No, it would just, I think it would go to the fact that he staged it and it was fake.
It would have wrapped it up faster.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, they would have been able to point out, hey, the guy's a fraud from the beginning.
Right.
Because he's still claiming he's innocent and that he was beat up by two random white guys with MAGA hats.
Well, and I hope we're able to get to the bottom of it. You know, like they say, the truth always comes to the surface. And, you know, it's the truth. If he was a victim or is a victim, then, you know, follow the extent of the law. But if not, then also, you know, I guess you got to go down that.
Have you read the affidavit, the arresting affidavit? I saw it on I had a link to it on Facebook because I don't know if too many people have seen it, but I pulled it. I went and got it and pulled it. It's detailed. It's long and it's detailed. And there is no doubt in my mind after reading that he staged this. It's fake. I mean, they have testimony from the brothers. They have The check he wrote them. They have the cash he gave them to go buy the rope and the bleach and the
They had the brothers on video.
Yeah, buying the stuff.
Buying everything that he told them to buy.
With the $100 bill that they said he gave them. So, yeah, I mean, it's I got to run, Miami, but that's a great call.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. It's amazing how much ink has been spilled over this Jussie Smollett thing. I think it's a massive red pill to the country.
They had more info come out this morning that he was unhappy about his salary.
Yeah.
So I guess
he was unhappy. White people are happy and have a president they like. That's what he was unhappy about.
I don't know how you think you get away with that, though. I just think that's.
I don't either, Jack.
I think that's hard to. Pull the wool over people's eyes or something like that.
But well, he thought he was going to get away with it. He had been conditioned to believe he was above the law.
Well,
I mean, that's apparently this is a guy that is that how much he makes? He makes $50,000 an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Is he like a main character? I've never seen it. I've never even heard of it before this.
And now they're pulling him on the last two.
Well, there goes $100,000 down the pipe.
Yep.
Well, that's the least of his problems. Rusty, sit tight, 272-9228 if you want to get in. Riley Manning Painting, 799-1284. That's how you get in touch with Riley. He's the master. He's the greatest painter in the history of the River Region, period. Thousands of houses has he painted in his career. Thousands of houses, businesses, industrial, agricultural, commercial, residential. The guy's a master. He's got that Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete. Only after you are satisfied. He's got the A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. 50-plus years in the business. Yep. 50-plus years in the business. The guy is nothing short of miraculous. He's the guy all the other little painting contractors want to be when they grow up. You can call one of those other little guys, or you can call the master himself. Call Riley Manning, 799-1284. Or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. Jack, I just texted you a story. Did you see it?
Yeah, but it's so vague.
It's vague, but it's bizarre.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it when you get back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From your first moment in a Subaru, you'll know it was meant to be. And the longer you drive, the better it'll be. Because with Subaru, you know you're getting a car that's in it for the long haul. Come to the Subaru True Love event today. You can get special low rates on a car you'll call a keeper. Like the 2019 Subaru Outback. This month, come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on a 2019 Subaru Outback.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pep Two Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's now in the Pep Tree Shops. Thanks.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at WholesaleHunter.com. That's WholesaleHunter.com. Again, WholesaleHunter.com.
You know, business has been booming at Independent Glass, and they are in need for some fantastic employees. As a matter of fact, Independent Glass is looking for glazers or glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. And they offer medical and dental insurance, paid vacation, and, of course, sick time, drug testing, and a clean driving record. Call them today, Independent Glass, looking for glazers and glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
tasted like a rainbow. She's got the look. A heavenly bomb, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage, with whom I will be refinancing in the next several business days, in all likelihood. I know it's a Herculean effort, Kim Williams, but she's gonna get me refinanced, Jack. She's gonna let me cash out some money, skip two house payments, lower my payment, lower
and
my rate,
skip town,
lower my rate by 0.8 of a point, shed some insurances. My whole financial future changing right before your very eyes. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. Yours can do that too, but you got to call her. I had no idea I would be eligible to refinance just 16 months after I bought a house. But she told me, Baron, you absolutely can refinance. You absolutely can refinance. And I'm going to. So call her, 567-4223. 567-4223. You can check her out online, alahomemortgage.com. Her NMLS number 1586368. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, is an equal housing lender. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Christy joins us on Fridays, a little earlier than normal on Fridays.
How you doing?
Hi. I think y'all have something going on at 11, so.
We do.
I came a little early, but that's okay.
Okay.
Rusty.
Gentlemen and lady, how y'all doing?
Thank you for acknowledging me, Rusty.
Rusty, there are three men on the radio program right now, Rusty, Jack, and Baron. There's a lady in the studio.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking,
oh no,
three men and a lady. We ought to change sort of the shakeup of the show here. Three men and a lady.
Oh, man, you might be running into some copyright stuff if you do that. I don't know.
No, that the movie was Three Men and a Baby. You know who directed Three Men and a Baby?
I do know. I saw that a while ago.
Leonard Nimoy.
If you want to tell everybody.
Leonard Nimoy.
That's exactly right. Just, I need you in this scene to be more logical. You know, that. But I see him on the classic TV channel. He's always showing up as a bad guy, usually a Martian, in like some space show or something, and Twilight Zone and stuff like that. But one thing I called about was your last caller.
Yeah.
Did you get in touch with that dude and tell him, you know, if Tom Bodette ever dies, he's got a gig. He sounded just like Tom Bodette.
He actually calls his Tom Bodette. Oh, you're talking about Miami.
Yep.
Yeah, he sounded like Tom Bodette.
Well, we have a caller who calls in as Tom Bodette because he sounds exactly like Tom Bodette. We can have a Tom Bodette off right here on the radio.
I had a caller when I was in Spokane.
Who's going to clean up?
We'll leave the light on for you.
Turn the light on.
We had a caller when I was in Spokane who sounded just like David Letterman.
Really?
And we wrote him some stuff, and he came down to the station and produced it for us. And then the dude, like, disappeared, and he was, like, wanted. The FBI were looking for him.
Wow.
And so we stopped using it. We're afraid he'd come kill us and stuff. But right now, though, I'm fixing to go out, and I got me a bottle of bleach, and I'm going to put a rope around my neck. I want to know if you and Jack are come down and smack me around a little bit. Maybe I could get me some TV time or something.
That might be considered a love crime, Rusty.
You think so? Well, I do know about the Smollett. They do have something lined up for him. They're going to put him over there on that game show network.
Oh.
Yeah, they're going to revive To Tell the Truth.
Oh, yeah?
And see what he can do.
Or
but
line,
I don't know if he could. He might not be on it too long. Yeah.
Or what's
but,
my line?
What's my line? Or why are these men kicking my butt?
Well, Rusty, we appreciate the call.
Hey, he needed a body cam. That's all he needed.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Part of it. We'll see you guys later.
Thank you. Urbanite.
Yeah, hi. I think we've got a little bit far from what I wanted to mention. I needed the Grand Mufti for this one.
Oh, the Grand Mufti is in.
Yeah, okay. You know, so far it feels like over the last couple of years we've been living through a constitutional class and how the United States Constitution was put together and what's it all about. I think the other guy used to call it an educable moment. I think we had a president used to refer to it as that. So the question I got is, what is the Grand Mufti's opinion of Montgomery and how crippled it is when it comes to over-conservatism or under or overdeveloped liberalism?
I don't understand your question.
You know, Montgomery has gone through periods of being too conservative, and it's also gone through periods of being handicapped by liberalism because of the wrong decisions being made.
How do you, I don't follow your logic though. I don't think that's been a problem. I don't think either has been a problem in Montgomery.
Oh, you don't think the old blue laws were ever a problem for the city of Montgomery?
Yeah, but they were that way everywhere. I mean, it's not like Montgomery was handicapped by it, as you know.
Yeah, but I think we wrote someone else. But I think we wrote it longer than the rest of the country.
Well, we didn't
go as far as Georgia, because I remember Georgia kept it for a while. But we wrote it a long time. Let's put it that way. When the writing was on the wall that liquor was being sold on Sundays everywhere, we were the last to come to the plate.
Yes.
Your conversation earlier about the gambling and the lottery and all that stuff made me think of this.
Well, I don't know. I don't reject your premise. I just don't know that I agree with it.
I understand. Okay. Well, what about the situation where the taxes you were talking about, like just the unwillingness to raise the money to take care of the problem? Like, nobody wants to solve a problem. They want to throw money at a problem, but they don't want to solve a problem.
Well, and raising taxes to solve the problem, throwing money at the problem, like, by definition?
Yeah, but not when you don't have enough money to throw at the problem. Like we were talking about with the roads, for instance. I mean, the 12 cent as opposed to, say, 25 cents on the gas.
Yeah, well, that's my thing. If you're going to raise tax, if you're going to take the political hit to raise taxes, raise them enough to solve the problem.
That's the same thing
they did with cigarettes. They raised them 25 cents instead of a dollar. A dollar would have given them more money to play with. 25 cents was a total waste. I mean, anyway. Hey, I got to run, but that's a good call. I like where you're headed. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, great place to eat lunch, guys. Get by there when you get the opportunity. The special this week, dynamite, as always. Light red sauce, pancetta. That's a seasoned, cured pork belly there. The pancetta with the asparagus and cherry tomatoes and the light red sauce over linguine. It's dynamite. Start off with the pizza. With the cheese bread. Get one of the antipasta board appetizers or the garlic crostini. Get something dynamite over there to get the meal started. It's a great place to commune. It's like family. You walk in, it feels like Cheers. Everybody feels comfortable with each other. Doesn't matter what your background is, where you come from. Hey, in law enforcement, they eat half off. You guys didn't know that, did you? They do. Law enforcement eats half off over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. So when you have the opportunity, get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen, one of the two locations. Get a cannoli. Finish it all off with a cannoli. Or get the triple chocolate brownie with ice cream. Do what?
I came in at the right time.
Oh, talking about food?
Cannolis.
Cannolis are dynamite in Midtown Pizza Kitchen. With the powdered sugar and the chocolate chips and the chocolate syrup all over it.
It's a perfect consistency of the cream in the middle.
It's not too sweet either.
Not too sweet.
Some people powder sugar their cannolis to death, and you just can't get it down. Jack, are you thoroughly...